Hello. Welcome back to Nerdy Last Week. I am going to try to do this on a Friday night, if I'm not doing anything on a Friday night. And if I am doing something on a Friday night, then I'll try to do it on a Sunday night. Either way, I'm going to try to get back into doing this, but welcome back. Thank you for listening. It's been a crazy week. We've had Daredevil is in, Daredevil shows up on She-Hulk. The Mario, Super Mario Brothers movie trailer dropped. New York Comic Con's happening, TwitchCon's happening. Extreme Rules, WWE's Extreme Rules is going to happen tomorrow. Sammy is thinking he's not the drama. Let's see. Going back to talking about the Hell Charger, they were pushing the Hell Charger at San Diego Comic-Con, and they're adding one more figure. Since the early bird didn't make it, they take the Robbie Reyes head and the hood accessories, and that now that's part of the Ghost Rider. It's in the Ghost Rider package. There's two more figures that have been added. Their main goal is to try to hit 9,000 backers, but apparently now they were telling people that there's higher tier backers, which makes no sense because as I look at it, it started to go down. The backers started to go down, not up. There is 23 days left. It keeps going down. Because I took a picture of it earlier today. Let's see here. I believe it went. Okay, hang on. Stand by. That's messages. Screenshots. Okay. It definitely went down in the past 3 hours because when I took this picture, just screenshotted it, it was 3:30 in the afternoon, and it was at 5,261 backers. It is now at 5,254 backers, so that's not good. And one of the lead designers was talking about how this is their first car design. And, you know, cars, they were thinking that cars are hard to sell in the toy market, which it quite possibly could be to sell a car like that could probably be really hard. I mean, it seems like it is right now with, you know, having it up for maybe 3 days and then it's stagnant and then now it's dropping. Yeah, that sucks. And they said that they're not going to like release these figures in any sort of line at all, which is stupid because I'm sure they're going to eventually release Robbie Reyes as a normal action figure, but the action figures that come along with that, they're never going to release. So that makes sense in some way, but I don't think that makes sense in another way, because I guarantee you that if you were to tell people that, hey, if you can't afford this HasLab, then don't worry, we will make these figures somewhere down the line. You know, give some people some hope. So, but yeah, New York Comic Con is looking like it's going well. Vox Machina Season 2, the animated series, is coming out in January. No real date for it. It's just going to come out in January. And then we're also getting a season three. We're getting a season three of the Critical Role animated show. I cannot wait. The first season was fucking amazing. And the second season looks fucking amazing. And I can't wait till the third season. Because the third season, we might be getting Kevdak. And if we get Kevdak in this third season, then we get to see Grog fuck some shit up. Fighting other giants. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. McFarlane, obviously McFarlane, is, you know, fires on all cylinders when there's a convention or not a convention. I saw a picture on Twitter of there's a new set that's going to come out that has a Batman in it, obviously, with the cape more accentuating and more like it's flailing in the wind and it looks tattered and everything. It's the blue and gray suit. We're getting 90s Superboy from the 90s Superboy with a leather jacket, but yet in the new Young Justice format. So he's going to have like the like, he's going to have like the yellow thigh holster. And he's going to have the shaved sides, but he's, you know, he's going to be like an updated Connor, which I'm excited for. What else did I don't think I pay attention to the rest of the figures after I saw the Superboy action figure. So I'm assuming there's more information on let's go to McFarlane's website real quick, because as soon as I saw the Superboy action figure, it was blinders. I didn't see any other action figure except Batman. So let's, okay. Todd McFarlane. Also, he's going to, how he does, how he's doing the comic book with the small action figure behind it. He's going to do that with the Spawn stuff as well. So he's going to have, now that first, it's a reissue of Spawn number one with a small original Spawn, and then he's gonna do the issues that have made the most money and the most popular. He's gonna do small action figures that come with a comic book. It's a great thing for that sells at Walmart for people that, you know, for kids that can't afford the big action figure. So this is cool because you get a comic and an action figure along with it. So that's really cool. All right. Oh, they're called Page Punchers. And they're really cool. They're great. I mean, it's a great idea. They're $9 a piece. And, you know, you get introduced to a character. So that's pretty cool. Let's see here. Okay, so it doesn't have it yet. Hang on. The DC Direct. And they got a Suicide Squad one. They got a Booster Gold one. I don't think they have this one yet. Did you know that DC Direct is now more statues than action figures? Did not know that. But apparently it's on the McFarlane website now. And they're more statues. There's a couple action figures on here. But there's more statues than I see. Hang on. I know I'm not trying to walk you through the McFarlane website. Here, I just want to see if it is. No, so that must have been someone sneaking a peek and what that wasn't allowed to sneak a peek. But yeah, so far, I think that's cool. I can't wait to see that. That Superboy action figure, I'm going to pre-order that. She-Hulk. This last episode of She-Hulk had Matt Murdock and had Daredevil. And there is no better actor to play Daredevil than Charlie Cox. I'm sorry. Charlie Cox was born to play Daredevil. He's fantastic as Matt Murdock. He's even better as Daredevil. In my opinion, the second best Daredevil is Ben Affleck Daredevil from the 2000s. I loved the costume. I loved how it was so brooding in early 2000s. The director's cut gives more of a detective, lawyer type of feel to the movie. Is it horrible? Yes. Yes, it is. But I grew up, further grew up in the early 2000s Marvel Fox movies that were mostly brooding and mostly dark and mostly try to make it realistic type of thing. With, you know, with Ghost Rider and the X-Men and Daredevil. And what else was there? Oh, the Spider-Man movies. They were all great for the time, and they're great for nostalgia, but Charlie Cox is the best Daredevil of all time. This episode is leading up to... it's leading to the season finale of where I believe we're going to get introduced to the leader, and also is going to show how She-Hulk's going to handle becoming a superhero. So far in the series, she has had a steady just being a lawyer and being a very good lawyer until Matt Murdock came around, and then, you know, that happened. But it was a really good episode, and there are some things, there's some key things in there that I think either the writers kind of forgot, or it's going to pay off some way, somewhere down the road. But also the Sokovia Accords were appealed, which is great news. That was awesome to just drop that line right there. I'm excited to see what the season finale has in store. And it's going to be fantastic, because I think we might get some more Daredevil. Don't quote me on this. We might get some more Daredevil, or we're just going to get more. We'll get Bruce back, and it'll be like a Bruce and She-Hulk type of fight kind of thing, which would be great. But She-Hulk this week was amazing. It was awesome. Let's see what else. Oh, the Super Mario Brothers trailer looks amazing. King of the Koopas, Jack Black. I didn't know I was going to say this, and didn't think I was going to say this, but I think they picked the perfect King Koopa. Like, Jack Black kind of does like a kingly, not like a kingly voice, but he does a character voice for King Koopa, which fits perfectly. So, I mean, I'm excited for this movie. It looks great that King Koopa is a bad guy in this movie. He's not like some, you know, kooky bad guy. He is like a ruthless type of, you know, overlord king, you know, guy. So, we're getting Dry Bones. The Shy Guy was in this. Chris Pratt sounded like he was trying to do an Italian accent, but then not committing to the accent, so it went into the accent and then went out of the accent within three lines of the ending of the trailer. So I'm excited to see what another trailer looks like and what the movie is going to actually be, because we also see Luigi getting attacked by Dry Bones and going into a haunted mansion, which is Luigi's haunted mansion. This is going to be great. Also, by the way, a lot of people, some people are speculating that the Super and movie look like the old school 93 Mario movie font from the Mario movie in 93, which I see what they were trying to go with, because I've seen it again and I saw what they were trying to do. They were trying to make Mushroom Kingdom more like its own, like Brooklyn, New York type of thing, but yet futuristic. And that's just not how Mario is. But, you know, it was a different time in the 90s. So, but, yeah, that movie is funny because it's funny bad. But at the same time, oh, it is bad as well. So, yeah. What else was there? Let's get into the wrestling corner. Ding, ding. Sammy Guevara. That man, I don't know what is going on with that man. If he's playing a character, or like, he seems like he's playing a more hyped up, crazy character in the Jericho Appreciation Society. Or that man could be, you know, I don't know. It just seems like if this is his heel turn, seems like he's amping his heel turn a little too far. Because also he's started, obviously he's started a lot of drama with Andrade. And then who else did he start with? Oh, with Eddie Kingston. There's a lot of stuff that just doesn't seem what Sammy normally does. But apparently Sammy is the drama, because he's caused a fight with Kingston. And then Kingston got suspended. And then he caused the fight with Andrade. And then Andrade got suspended. So, yeah, I don't know. That doesn't seem right that the other two guys get punished, but yet Sammy Guevara doesn't get punished at all. He even got the final win pin. He got the pin on Dynamite this past Wednesday. So it doesn't, I don't know. That doesn't make sense. Yeah, there's still a whole lot of crazy drama going on in AEW. Anyways, there's rumors and speculations and, you know, like rumors that are just ridiculous. Some say Kenny Omega thinks he's thinking about going to WWE, which is insane, because it's just insane. I don't believe that to be a true rumor, because rumors aren't true. Yeah, it's just, it's very, 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 very big rumor. So I don't think that's going to have an ounce of truth to it at all. It's just, you know, people, you know, trying to get clicks and stuff. So Extreme Rules is this weekend, is tomorrow. And there's a lot of good stuff on that card. The one that I'm looking forward to, the two matches that I'm looking forward to, is the I Quit match with Edge and Finn Balor, which they have never fought each other. And this is I believe the first time they are fighting each other in a pay-per-view. And you're going to start with an I Quit match. All right. I'm very excited and can't wait. Oh, apologize. It's been a very long day. Apologize. But yeah, I can't wait for that match. That match looks insane. The other match that I'm looking forward to is the Karrion Kross strap match. That looked two big men using leather to slap their meat. Is it sounds bad and it sounds crazy, but you know what I'm saying. They're going to murder each other, and it's going to be a great match. That's all I'm going to say, because Karrion Kross is a phenomenal wrestler, and it's going to be amazing. And then I believe the last thing for Wrestling Corner this week is that, obviously the White Rabbit scenario that WWE has been doing, is supposedly going to be Bray Wyatt. And that is going to, I wonder how he's going to, like, what he's going to do. Like, what is his persona going to be? Is it going to be the Fiend? Is it going to be a new mixture of his old gimmick? Is a Firehouse Fun, going to come back? The Firehouse. Flyhouse or something like that. Funhouse. Something like that. Is that going to come back? And if it does, is it going to be a new iteration of it? Who knows? But I know that it has to be the Fiend. It can't be anyone else. Because if it's anyone else besides the Fiend, I think you're going to lose a lot of people. And Triple H is going to have to go work in double time to try to get those people back. But I'm pretty sure it's the Fiend. It can't be anyone else. And if it is someone else, you miss the mark entirely. But I don't think they're going to miss the mark on this. Then, as we get out of Wrestling Corner, Werewolf by Night had just come out today on Disney Plus. I saw it this afternoon at work on my phone, and my phone doesn't do it any justice, but it looks amazing. It's going for that old school monster vibe within the MCU, and it's just there's great brutality in it. There's a lot of great jump scares in there. The music is a big part of the show that makes it a jump scary and very, like, you know, scary, like, oh god, what's gonna happen type of thing. And yeah, it's great. I enjoyed it. They say in the timeline that this is right after Love and Thunder, so this is pretty cool. So if you have Disney Plus and you want to, you know, if you're done seeing Hocus Pocus 2 for like the billionth time or so, then pop this on and, you know, see if you enjoy it, because it is very spooky and very old school horror. So, but all right, that's all I'm going to talk about today. It's been a long day at work. I hope you all are doing well. I hope you all have a great weekend. If you are working on the weekends, make sure, you know, take it easy a little bit. You know, it's still the weekend, yes, and you're still working. But, you know, take a little easy. You know, take it easy a little bit before work or after work or, you know, even during work. I don't know what you all do, but I hope you all have a great rest of the night, a great Saturday morning. And again, I thank you for listening. And I will see you all next time.